What's up? Hello, this is the Hits 96 podcast. Gino D here with you, and I have a big announcement to make. This will be the final episode of Hey, What's Up? Hello, the Hits 96 podcast. I'm sure you've noticed in the last couple of weeks that we've gone through some staffing changes here at Hits 96. Natalie is no longer affiliated with the station. DJ Kevin Hayes hasn't been on the podcast in a few weeks. He's a busy guy. He's still with Hits 96. You can catch him every single weekend. He's also promotions director at Hits 96, so he's a busy guy and he hasn't had the time. And because of these reasons, we've decided to put an end to Hey, What's Up? Hello. But you might be thinking, well, you know, you can do something. And that's exactly what is going to happen. We have a new podcast starting in the next couple of weeks, and it's going to feature one of my favorite things. If you listen to the afternoon show on Hits 96, you know that I love supporting local music. In fact, every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, we do a segment called 6 Minutes of Stardom, where I have a local musician join me on the air for 6 minutes, and we talk about their career, we talk about why they do music, we play one of their songs. It's a great moment. In fact, it's so great that I think it's too short. So what we've decided to do is we're going to make a local music podcast right here on Hits 96, and that's going to start in the next couple of weeks, where we have local musicians join me on the air right here on the podcast, but we can go long form. We can play numerous songs. We can get to know the artist even better than we have been, and it's going to be so much fun. We're going to call it the Proximity Playlist, and it's going to be a ton of fun. So this is the final episode of Hey, What's Up? Hello. We do have an interview coming up that I want to play for you. Somebody that was on the afternoon show not too long ago from the Humane Educational Society. That will be the final episode. I do want to thank Journey Hemp for representing Hey, What's Up? Hello. And I'm proud to announce that they will be following me to the Proximity Playlist. So they'll be also representing local music now with Hits 96, which is fantastic. So make sure you go and check out Journey Hemp. They're located in St. Elmo on the North Shore. You can also shop with them, journey-hemp.com. In fact, we'll hear a word from them in just a moment. And then, of course, I'll play my interview with Christopher Atib from the Humane Educational Society. But the bottom line here is Hey, What's Up? Hello is ending with this episode. And in the near future, keep an eye out for the Proximity Playlist. And if you are a local musician, or if you know of a local musician and you think that they should be on the Proximity Playlist with me, send me an email and we'll see if we can get that going in the next couple of weeks. The Proximity Playlist, brand new podcast right here on Hits 96. Thank you again for everybody who has tuned in for Hey, What's Up? Hello. My interview with Christopher Atib coming up. He is the director of development over at the Humane Educational Society. They have a big event coming up at the end of April, April 27th. It's called Love Me Tender Faux Fur Fest. You're going to learn all about that. Tickets are still available. Make sure you purchase them. They're going to be over at the Signal. We talk a little bit about Running of the Chihuahuas 15, which we're really looking forward to. Of course, they are the beneficiary, the Humane Educational Society. And that's all brought to you by Tito's Vodka, the vodka for dog people. Get more details about that as well on our website. All right, I think that's everything. Again, this is the final episode of Hey, What's Up? Hello, but the Proximity Playlist is in the near future. Enjoy the interview. Journey on the River and Journey Hemp offers a wide range of high-quality, 50-state legal products. They have everything from tinctures and hemp flower to vaping products and edibles. Speaking of edibles, they have a delicious selection of gummies, brownies, infused slushies, and infused drinks. And if you're in need of smoking accessories, they've got you covered with a full line of options. But it's not just the products that make Journey Hemp special. Their staff is incredibly knowledgeable and friendly, ensuring that you have a great experience every time you visit. Plus, they're open 7 days a week, so you can stop by whenever it's convenient for you. They even have a loyalty program to reward you for your continued support, with 2 locations to better serve you. On the North Shore, next to the Walking Bridge, and in St. Elmo. So why wait? Your journey to wellness and relaxation starts there at Journey on the River and Journey Hemp in St. Elmo. Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hip music station. Gino D here with you. And today we have a very special guest joining me from the Humane Educational Society, the Director of Development, Chris Atib. How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Gino. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in. First and foremost, we have to talk about Running of the Chihuahuas real quick. First time ever in 15 years of doing Running of the Chihuahuas, we have a beneficiary, and it's been named the Humane Educational Society. So thank you so much for having your group be a part of our big celebration.
Very excited to be a part of this. Thank you so much. It was my first time experiencing Running of the Chihuahuas last year, because I'm kind of new, relocated here from Colorado, but it was a wonderful event. You guys invited us. We had a booth, and we interacted with so many people. So to be the beneficiary is certainly something we're very grateful for.
Thank Absolutely. You. We're looking forward to it. Spread the awareness of everything that you guys are doing, which is wonderful work. And we'll get into that in just a moment, because I know you have a big event coming up as well. Always doing fundraising. You have to.
You do.
Doing a Humane Society type thing.
You do, yes.
But we're so happy to raise awareness, of course, collect donations on the day of. And people can go to our website now, hits96.com, for the link. All the details about Chihuahuas are there, and also a donation link, so they can start donating money already to the Humane Society. So we'll get more into that. You'll be back for sure.
Thank you.
To talk more about that.
Yes.
But the reason you're here today is to talk about the Love Me Tender Faux Fur Fest, which is happening on April 27th over at the Signal. It's a celebration of the life-saving work that you guys are doing over at the Humane Educational Society. And this year, it looks like you're getting all shook up.
All shook up. All kinds of shook up.
So, it looks like Elvis is kind of going to be one of the themes here. Let's talk about it. So how did you guys decide this theme? Why'd you go this route when it comes to Faux Fur Fest?
We're just kind of thinking differently these days. I mean, you know, the traditional galas just are kind of boring in our opinion. And we've got a new board of directors, a new event committee, and they're just mixing things up and trying to have fun as we, you know, celebrate this great work and the great mission of the animal shelter, the Humane Society, and the work that we do. So this year, it's Faux Fur Fest, and the theme, obviously, is Elvis-themed, All I Need Is Love, All Shook Up.
Love it.
We're playing off all the different words, Nothing But a Hound Dog. So it's going to be your non-traditional type, not a traditional type of gala, but it'll be more of like an entertainment event.
Yeah.
It will be at the Signal. So we'll have a live Elvis impersonator that we hired from Atlanta.
Perfect.
Who's doing some great work and helping us out as well.
Excellent.
I believe their band name are the Blue Suedes, Elvis and the Blue Suedes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have live music. We'll have cocktails and cuddles. We'll have, we're collaborating and partnering with Hamilton County Schools and doing an Arts for Animals project.
Nice.
We'll have students drawing animals that are in our shelter right now. It'll just be a lot of fun and a great opportunity to connect with people who love animals.
Excellent. So it's kind of taking the gala idea, but kind of switching it up a little bit of a twist, a little bit more of a fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
I know you guys are
party.
Recommending that the attire be your best 50s look. So we're talking loose weight shoes, of course, but poodle skirts and things of that nature to kind of a little bit of a throwback.
Yeah.
Which is always fun. I mean, even now in 2024, that style is just cool.
It is.
It's just cool.
Yeah. So we're still looking for a pink Cadillac that we can park
right
up front. But, so it should be a party with a purpose for sure. And
excellent.
Something special to celebrate animal welfare and the humanity.
Yeah. It's a great venue too. The Signal, of course, with the big,
yes,
with the big area they have.
It's a new venue. It's a great
brand
venue.
New.
So yeah, we're ready to activate that space and
excellent.
Have a good time. We're expecting over 500 people.
Awesome. Awesome.
So it's going to be big.
Yeah, very good. And you can buy your tickets now, heschat.org/FauxFurFest. We'll also link up at hits96.com so people can go and click the link and get all the details. Of course, all of the details, but all the work that the Humane Society is doing as well is posted up there. That's heschat.org. Let's talk about that a little bit. So now we're raising this money, of course. We have Running the Chihuahuas coming up, another fundraiser. You guys are always fundraising because of the work you do.
Yep.
So what happens to the money here? How does it help the pets?
Yeah, so, I mean, just operating the shelter, every year it costs over $3 million.
Wow.
Because we do have staff that has to, you know, clean after the animals, feed them, take care of them. We have a whole medical department with a medical director. We have a veterinarian on staff. We have an assessment team. We have education programs. We have transport programs. We do animal control for the county. It is a lot. And you know, we've got over 400 animals, that we have currently at the shelter and in foster care. So, the money is urgently needed and always needed to, you know, just keep the shelter operating. And
exactly. And because it isn't just about holding them for a little while. Sometimes you are doing a rehabilitation with these animals. They stay with you guys for quite a while.
We do. Yeah. We're a no-kill shelter. So we have some animals that unfortunately have been there for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've become really like our animals, but we still need to get them adopted.
Sure.
So,
sure.
We really encourage our community to adopt and not shop and, you know, come in. And we've really got some really cool dogs, and we've got some really great partners in the community that help train the dogs and things, you know, to you know, enhance their behavior. And they come with a nice little package, you know, kind of like a used car with low miles and, you know, good air condition. Our animals are very good, used animals.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. And I know if we've run the same circles a couple times doing different things, and all the animals that you bring are always super friendly, ready to go, and it's just great. The work that the Humane Educational Society is doing is by far some of the best work that we've seen in this particular area anyway, and we are happy to partner up for Running of the Chihuahuas. We're happy to talk about the Faux Fur Fest coming up. Again, that's April 27th over at The Signal, and you can get details, you can make donations, everything that you need, heschat.org, and learn about the Faux Fur Fest, and of course, we'll be ready for May 4th for the Running of the Chihuahuas.
Yeah, we cannot wait looking forward.
It's going to be so much fun.
And I know you guys have added an element in there of the running of the rescue.
Yes.
So I don't know if I'm supposed to
spill
that out, but I want to get people excited.
Yeah, we're going to do a running of the rescue.
Something unique there, which is kind of fun.
It's so funny. So speaking of the Chihuahuas, everybody's always just, you know, we do the Chihuahuas at Cinco de Mayo. That's kind of how it started.
Yeah.
And we will stay true to the tradition, if you will. But people have always said, well, what kind of other dogs can we throw in there? Well, that's what rescues are all about.
Yes.
So we're going to see.
Because when I was there last year, I saw all kinds of animals. Of course, the Chihuahuas were out there. Those were the little racers, you know.
Yes.
They had all their sponsors and, you know, mm-hmm. they were ready to race. But
dedicated ones.
It's really like an animal-friendly, like, community expo.
It is.
You know,
we have a couple of the animal hospitals come out. I mean, really, it's supposed to be an animal-friendly community event.
It is. It really is. I was really impressed with what you guys did with that. It was because, you know, I'm still new to this community, and just seeing that event, I was really impressed. Thank you for what you guys do.
Of course, no, and we're happy again, happy and proud to have the Humane Society be our beneficiary, the first ever for Running of the Chihuahuas. So, two big events you're thinking about: April 27th, and then a week later, you're going to be at Running of the Chihuahuas again. HESChat.org for all the details on Faux Fur Fest and more. Chris, thank you so much for the time. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Gino.
This has been Hey What's Up Hello, the Hits 96 podcast with DJ Kevin Hayes and Gino D. Make sure to follow us on all social media and to like and subscribe. Please note that the views, opinions, and content expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views, opinions, or policies of Bayhackle Communications.